The Bole district in the Savannah region is the only district in the northern part of Ghana which is included in the community mine scheme. One of the predominantly mining communities in the area is Tinga, which is about 60 kilometers drive from the district capital, Bole. If it's your first time here, you need not be told that you are in a typical mining community. Every corner has a number of youth, mainly males, gathered around a food joint, a spot, with various items spread around them, headpans, shovels, boots, etc. The Tinga mine is an underground one which mines hard rock deposits. Although they have engaged in the business since the 1980s, very little is heard of them. The chairman of the Community Mining Committee, Kwame Safo, speaks on the commercial prospects of gold mining in Tinga.
Those on the side, they don't want here. But we are doing rock. This we do alluvial mining. That's why, you know, alluvial mining is the cheapest way. If you go today, you get something today. But underground, the stone one is very difficult. You put more money, you can run at a loss. That's why people don't want to come here. And that's why our name is still under.
So there is gold down there which needs to be mined.
Here, if it's rain heavily, we know people go to here.
Where we are standing?
I don't think at all, any place.
As unfortunate as that may be for them, they are not ready and willing to have investors who would come and destroy their environments.
We don't want any Chinese, any white man here. That's our problem. They do come, but we don't want them. But if they come, they may drive us away. That's why we don't want them to come. They last came here, let's say 2014, there. When they came, we said they should give us their proposals. Before we read the thing finish, we say no, we can't work with this support. We should farm near their place. We shouldn't bring our cows to their place. And we say, hey, we are dependent on this farming and cows. So if you say we shouldn't come there, yes, they will fence that place. You can't even enter there if you're not working there. We are local, so we don't want any problem. They should go and leave us. Last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, some Chinese came here. They were asking of whether we have water bodies. I say we don't have water bodies. If you go down here, let's say 45 kilometers, you'll be going closer to the black water. And we won't allow people to enter there. That place is also a reserve.
So the community is firm that you don't want alluvial mining. And how serious are you with that? Isn't it that somewhere in the next 2 years or five, you would change that position when you realize that you still have the ore underground, but you can't mine and you need development?
We will look for the correct people. We don't want someone who will come and say, give us our land, and you will say that no. If they come, they will give you the money. Say that we will work. The ore is out. We share. You take your own. I take my own. Finish.
The mining site itself, named Tinga Wenchi Wenchi, is located 9 kilometers from the Tinga township. Before that is Tinga Buase, where they have their settlement, farms, and other businesses. It has valleys where the ore is mined from underground. They have their local security guard who man the entrance to the mine site and the site in general. I visited the mine site on a Tuesday morning, and by 7, most of the miners, including women, were already working. I came across a load of mined rocks, the gold ore, which I'm told cost over 10,000 cedis.
In the type of stone, you see, we take the sample, so we verify those which are good.
Okay.
Then we'll be taking them out. That's the real ore we have.
All of this might go for how much?
Yeah, a truck of. Yeah, that's 5 tons. Normally sell at 3,000.
3,000? So this might be more than 3,000.
Like 3 or 4 truck.
So we are looking at about almost 10,000 Ghana cedis. If you go and like the prospecting wasn't done well, then you run at a loss.
That's a loss.
That's what makes the business risky sometimes.
Yes.
So also,
you know, the sample to change. Maybe this ghetto, you will see that they have, if you buy the load, you get something, but it will change once. Because they are layers packed, so you'll be facing different layers of the stone. Go, you see some white, some black, some two different colors. But they know him. So that's what the way it is.
The women in the town are not left out of the business. They play various roles along the mining value chain here. While some mainly sell food, others are fully involved in the gold business. Some buy the ore and process the gold themselves. With as little as 50 cedis, you can get a sack of gold ore. They risk their capital in doing the business. Shared with me the challenge and the success in the business.
Sikano yenya ye boaboa no kakra kra na ye dia koto bank accounts mo. Obi wo ho timi to motokin no ne ma. Obi wo nso wo timi to obeto we no sack no ketenkete no. Nti se ukoto nketenkete we kura se sample ne ye haya. Obetimi anya be 5 million bi. Se ebo no nye dia oyam kura wo timi nye 2 million. Ena abobo ya no nso no motokin no okoyam nso a ebi wo se ye a obetimi anya be 10 million ana 15 million e dey ansa na obetete uka ansa na obenya kakra ebi kura wanya kura no be 2 million bi
ye a me didokono ene na mko mawo mo me mawo mo a omo nisika na omo ama me lode mi yam a dabi wo na manya dabi wo na maboka na masana ko firibio na me ye kakra kra sana me ye ho na me bua wo mo kakra kra da mbenya no bia na manyete se 500 na 600 ande da no manya no na maboka kra me ni bibia me ye afirimu na masana ko firibio.
One group which has been vocal in the issues of women here at Tenga is the Women in Mining Ghana. They have over the years trained the women in various activities to sustain their capital and also keep them in business. The recent one was on the safe usage of mercury and also the need to keep proper records of their finances.
From Tenga, Wenchi, in Tenga, in the Savannah region, my name is Nana Joy Intiohagen.